identifying a time frame when something very specific in Bible prophecy will take place. Basically, what we've been suggesting to you is that there was a time period 150 years ago approximately, a little bit less than that, where Ellen White wrote a book that said there will come a time period in history when there's going to be a Sunday law enforced in the United States, and then shortly thereafter it was going to be enforced around the entire world. It was going to force people to worship on Sunday, persecute people that were upholding the seventh-day Sabbath. And she said when that time period came, you would see the Constitution of the United States overturned, and the very essence of the Constitution of the United States, the separation of church and state, would be done away with. And in order for that to happen, logic tells you that you're going to have a Congress in the United States that has the makeup of men in that Congress that have a willingness and a reason for passing that kind of law. And that at the time period, you're going to have a court system that has a makeup and a willingness for upholding that type of law. And that at that time period in history, if you remember one passage we looked at, that in general the courts in the United States and probably the whole world would be corrupt. And what we've been looking at here is at that same time period, the churches, the former Protestant churches, would be setting aside the truths of the Bible that had separated them from Rome in the first place in order to come back together with Rome. And you would expect to see all this happen just before one prophetic event took place, a Sunday law. So what we're sharing with you here as we proceed through this information is, brothers and sisters, that time period is here. These things are happening. These things, you can even heighten the seriousness of these things when you consider, as I mentioned last night, that Bible prophecy is always set in the terms as coming as an overwhelming surprise. There's a statement that we'll look at before we get done here this couple weeks that you should be familiar with, where Sister White tells us the movement for Sunday legislation is going on in darkness. So when you can see the some of the movements that are preparing for this Sunday law out in the open now, it tells you that as a tip of an iceberg is the minority of the iceberg, that there is a large amount of things that are happening behind the scenes in preparation for the Sunday law. Factor into it that in the book Testimonies, Volume 5, Sister White says 19 times roughly that Adventism is walking in the footsteps of ancient